Chapter 34, A Momentous Year, Ballinger, Jones, Kellogg. The year 1905 was only 1 hour old when Ellen White rose on a Sunday morning and made her way to her writing room. It is a cool morning. Built my fire. Bowed before the Lord in prayer. I have so many things burdening my mind. I ask the Lord Jesus to direct me, to guide me. I need the great guide to control my mind. Oh, how much I feel that I need the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It was to be a momentous year. At the very hour she was writing, a part of the Melrose Sanitarium in New England was being ravaged by fire. She would learn of this later, of course. Two new sanitariums in Southern California, started in response to her urgent calls, were struggling to their feet, and she would soon call for a third. The denomination was in the throes of agony over the defection of Dr. John Harvey Kellogg and his associates. The growing work in the South faced many needs. The General Conference session of 1905 was scheduled to open on May 11th in Washington, D.C. Ellen White was invited, but questioned whether she should attend. In her correspondence, she intimated that she probably would not make the trip. The work on her books called for her attention, and she felt that she should stay by this. Yet, as the time for the session approached, she laid plans to go if it seemed her duty to do so. Night after night in visions, she seemed to be either speaking to large congregations or attending important committee meetings. She wrote of how she had had presentations regarding the deceptions that Satan is bringing in at this time. Was she referring to the recent disclosure in correspondence that A.F. Ballinger, a worker in England, was teaching views on the sanctuary truth that would nullify the well-founded understanding of Christ's ministry in the heavenly sanctuary? Was it the intensification that was to come of the Kellogg views, which she once declared virtually destroyed the Lord God Himself? Could it be the growing apostasy of A.T. Jones? When A.G. Daniels, president of the General Conference, learned that there was some question in Ellen White's mind as to whether she would attend the conference, he wrote to her. "I did not know there was any question at all about your coming. The members of the General Conference Committee located in Washington, and the leading brethren living here, desire that you shall attend this meeting, and we send you a hearty invitation to come, AGD to EGW, April 19, 1905. As I fully expect you will come, I will not write more regarding this matter. We shall make the best arrangements we know how for your entertainment, IBID." With this urging by the General Conference President, Mrs. White decided to attend. Arrangements were quickly made to take care of personnel and travel plans. The southern route was chosen for the trip. 20 to 25 people would be traveling together, their party almost filling the tourist car that would carry them to Washington. Accompanying Ellen White was her son W.C. White, his wife, May, and Maggie Hare. The party arrived at the Washington station on Tuesday morning, May 9th, at 10 o'clock. After staying overnight at the little temporary sanitarium being opened in Washington in a rented building, the party moved to the newly completed boys' dormitory in Tacoma Park, where 4 rooms were given over to them. 2 rooms were for Mrs. White, a bedroom and a working room, 1 room was for W.C. White and his wife, and another for Maggie Hare. Ellen White was pleased to witness the development of the work at the school. When she had left Washington in mid-August 1904, construction was just getting underway. Now this building was completed, and work was progressing on others. She reported that she had stood the trip remarkably well, and was stronger when I left the cars at Washington than when I got on board at San Francisco. She declared, "I can but feel that the Lord is in my coming to Washington at this time. I have a message to bear. God helping me, I will stand firm for the right, presenting truth unmixed with the falsities that have been stealthily creeping in." Elder Daniels planned that this General Conference session would be deeply spiritual. He saw the importance of upgrading the ministry, so plans were laid for a ministerial institute to run through the session, with an hour each day devoted to the presentation of appropriate topics. Departmental meetings also would be held. But it was the spiritual interest of the cause that weighed most heavily on his heart. This was reflected in the opening meeting at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday, May 11.